from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This time.
It's going to be returned.
It is going to be returned. And coming around the corner,
Nakua breaks tackles. Can he make it to the sideline? He's got a chance. Can he beat the lineman? Will he get there?
Don't tell me he stepped out of the two.
He's out. It looks like he's out of the three.
Don't tell me he stepped out of the 3-yard line.
Samson Nakua just ran 175 yards. 110 vertically, but you watch the route that he took and the blocks that are set up, so very close to flipping the field, turning it into points for the Saints. Comes up 3 yards short.
Some PTSD on that play. That is Samson Nakua, the brother of Puka Nakua, receiver for the Saints in the preseason. He caught a kick. Like a field goal, 109 yards away from a touchdown. He runs almost all the way, and a guy on the other team shoves his own player kind of into him, and he steps out of bounds right before. If you watch that play, and you're a Bills fan, and you're like a hardcore Bills fan, or you remember this play, you know the play I'm talking about. Terrence McGee. Same team. Saints. Terrence McGee. This guy, Nakua, almost like he's weaving and he's going from the left to the right. 109-yard return that comes up 2 yards short, 3 yards short. And I'm telling you, one of the most impressive plays I've ever seen in my life watching football is Terrence McGee's kick return at the end of the half against the Saints in like 2005, maybe 2006. He is making this guy miss, and he's making this guy miss. He's going right, he's going left. He just runs through everybody. It's like the most impressive kick return you've ever seen in your life. And then, is it his own teammate that trips him up at the end? Go look up the Terrence McGee Saints kick return. It's like the same. It's the same thing. It's so bad. He's so close. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Cut down day tomorrow for the Bills. And let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Talking some trade ideas, too. Steve in Texas next up. What's up, Steve?
Hey, just chiming in on the golf from before. Sure. I wanted to take a sit down on the uphill putt and the scramble because everybody sits there and just gives a side-eyed putt when you want to putt one that's 3 feet longer, but it's downhill, even though it's straighter. And nobody, half the people never even make it to the hole when they're doing the uphill putt, even though they think it's straighter. Just give me one where everybody can get it there.
But the downhill one, how many, especially like amateur golfers, are just blowing that thing by the hole?
Yeah, but it's a scramble, so at least, you know, they're going to miss it anyway side to side, even on the uphill one. At least maybe they got a shot at making it.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So you would take the downhill if it was closer?
Yeah, I'm going to take the downhill putt. We're not talking if it's like super wacky, like I'm putting it, you know, it's looking like I'm at Augusta, but, you know, the average downhill putt.
All right. I can respect that. I can respect that.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You got it.
I would take the uphill putt. But I wouldn't be so committed to it. Like, if Steve was my partner and he was like, we got to take the downhill. We got to take the downhill. I'd be like, all right, that's fine. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of getting it there. But putting is also one of the things I'm like, I can't chip to save my life. I can putt. Sometimes that makes up for it. Others, you know, might be the opposite. Thanks for the call. 803-0550 is the phone number. So we're getting into it on corner a little bit there and like trade ideas for the Bills. I mean, what would you want to trade a guy for right now? The Bills have defensive end depth, but I just don't think anybody makes sense to really deal there, right? Like, other than Kingsley Jonathan for a day three pick, maybe. I don't know what else. You're really, I mean, are you trading? You're not trading AJ Epenesa, you know? So it comes down to receivers and, well, excuse me, it comes down to your corner room. And if you want to move somebody to flip talent to another position, like, I'm not trying to rush Kyrie Elam off the stage here. Like I said, someone tweet that at me. They're like, oh, Kyrie Elam finally starts showing signs of life and we want to deal him. I get that. I totally get that. There is a want, for sure, to see Kyrie Elam develop into a real player. He is the closest thing to a bust that the Bills have had under Brandon Bean when you look at their first-round picks. Nobody wants that to be a failure. You want to see it work. And I think fans were getting a little excited when they started hearing, like, okay, at training camp, he's looking good. Day after day, he was making plays. And then the preseason showed up, and he was pretty good. You know, like, if you look at corner and what you got in the preseason, there are a couple different ways to look at it. I would want to look at two things. One, how often were you targeted? And two, how successful was the team when they did target you? And Elam, for example, in the preseason, had 40 coverage snaps. 40 times he was covering somebody in the preseason. And out of those 40, how many times did the other team throw at him? The answer, 3. 3 times out of 40 they threw at him. And of those 3, they caught 2 for 10 yards. So on 40 coverages, Elam was only targeted 3 times, gave up 2 catches for 10 yards. That's it. That is impressive. That is good. He was not being picked on at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you gave me that in the regular season, you'd take it 100 times out of 100. A guy that they're not going at him. Most of the time, that's because you're doing a good job covering. For comparison, to Corey Couch, who Sal just said he kind of likes as a practice squad guy, or maybe bottom end of the roster, but more likely practice squad. To Corey Couch, had 62 coverages in the preseason. He was targeted 13 times, more than double the rate of a Kyrie Elam. And the team targeting to Corey Couch was successful. Because he was targeted 13 times. The opposing team caught the ball 12 of the 13 for 136 yards. So that's what kind of the opposite end of the spectrum looks like. So Elam was good. Elam was very good in the preseason. He was not making these splash plays like he was in training camp. But you can't really make splash plays if they're never throwing the ball at you. That's part of, you know, what makes him an intriguing corner in the first place. That's normally not what he's like. Normally, he is a guy they pick on. But preseason, you know, preseason pledge is not always the same. Daquan Hardy. Cool little story he's become. Sixth-round pick. He's going to be the returner, it looks like. And he played well at corner. He had a stat line not like Elam and not like Couch, who I just mentioned, too. Daquan Hardy, 64 coverages in the preseason. He was targeted 10 times. That's a lot. That's a good amount. Every sixth time they were throwing at him. That's a pretty high rate. But the opposite was true of Hardy. The team targeting him didn't have success because of those 10 times he was targeted, he only allowed 2 catches for 13 yards. Really good. So when I get to Elam, by the way, I've been an Elam, would you call me an Elam truther over the years? I trust the numbers on him. And the numbers on Kyer Elam are good. It just happens in a different way than what we're all used to watching the Bills the last 5 years, because I don't really know of another corner that has kind of been like this for them. Rasul Douglas a little bit, but Douglas didn't make the mistakes. But he was also playing at like an all-pro level. Elam, target percentage, how often he's targeted, same as Benford. Yards per target given up, better than Benford. Missed tackle percentage, better than Benford. Penalties taken, better than Benford. Interception rate per target, twice as good as Benford. And I think Christian Benford's a darn good cornerback. Elam's got the same production. He just does it in a different way, I think. And the Bills have been frustrated by that, and I think it makes him seem less trustworthy, but I don't know. If you're getting the same results at the end of the day, I don't know if I really care how it happens. If, sure, you're going to give up an extra big play here and there than the other guy, but you're going to stop a play from happening that the other guy can't more often, then to me, if that evens out at the end of the day, why do I care which plays went the way they should? I guess is the point. So I've always kind of been a defender of Elam. I don't need to rush him off the team. I don't want to trade him. But it's more a reaction to, wow, their corners look good. I think sitting here right now, I would say this, that I think their second strongest position after corner, or excuse me, after quarterback, is corner. Of the whole roster, right now, you ask me, what's their second best position group? I would say cornerback. Given that Douglas just played at an all-pro level, Benford, I think, is a legitimate, great starting corner. I think Elam is a good starting corner that just does it a different way. And Jamarcus Ingram's out here looking good, and Daquan Hardy's out here looking good, and Taron Johnson is an all-pro. Don't forget about your nickelbacks. Taron Johnson might be the best in the league at what he does, and then you've got Cam Lewis behind him, and that's fine. A corner, they're tremendous at corner. It's not that I hate Kyrie Elam and want him off the team. I see a roster that's got holes. And I see a position that has a surplus. And in theory, if you could somehow take that surplus and trade it in to fill a hole at another position, well, that sounds pretty good to me. It's easier said than done. You got to find the right player. You got to find the right team. You maybe got to find the right draft pick, compensation, going back and forth. But it's less of Elam should be traded because he's terrible. It's more of they've got holes at a lot of spots, and Elam is to me a good player right now that is not needed. He is a good player that is not currently needed because they have a bunch of other guys at his position that are all looking pretty good right now. And maybe, just maybe, you could get something of value for him that's real because of a good camp, a good preseason, and if you want to show that other team the numbers, then you might actually get something. In terms of what you would get, I've looked at the receiver list around the league. I think he's too good for Treylon Burks. Someone asked me about Treylon Burks on Twitter. He's in Tennessee still. First round pick of a couple years ago. Has done nothing in the league. I wouldn't do that. I think Burks is probably bad. And Elam's done more than he has in the league. Dotson would have made sense, but he's already gone. I got another idea tweeted in about Jameson Williams, because he was a first-round pick that has not done anything in the league. That's been more because of injury, though. And Detroit wouldn't do that. They haven't seen him really yet. And they're entrusting him at the moment to be the number two receiver. So it's not a bad idea, because what you're going for here is, I get it. Hey, look, a first-round receiver that hasn't done anything. Can I swap my corner that was a first-round pick that hasn't done a lot for a receiver that hasn't? Maybe there's another example out there, but I don't see an obvious one. And I don't think Williams makes sense because Detroit needs him. 803-0550 is the phone number. Rob in Toronto, if you hang on hold, we'll get to you right when we come back. Coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.